The following is a special presentation.
It's time once again for the NFL preview, right here on Dorf One Sports. Now, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. It is Dorf On Sports, the weekend edition. I'll have my man Mike Wilson with me in just a moment, but holy cow, I can't think of a better day to be talking about sports. I really can't when you're talking about Super Bowl 52, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots, and yes, Nick Foles, Doug Peterson, and the Philadelphia Eagles are going to go at it. Man, oh man, what a bunch of interesting storylines we have. Obviously, Tom Brady can get a six-pack of NFL Super Bowl rings. Nick Foles can put a wrench in that big time, and he can obviously make his mark in the NFL and have an opportunity to make all kinds of money next season. Just a bunch of great storylines for those guys, you know. And then when you think about the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that always has their back up against the wall. They've been underdogs every single game in the postseason. And all they have done is win football games in the postseason. So when you think about the Philadelphia Eagles, do they have a chip on their shoulder? Sure, probably, just a little bit. Would they also be a team that has overachieved? I don't think so. I really don't. I think this is a good football team. I think that the Philadelphia Eagles are one of those teams that can get it done. They really can. They got a lot of offensive weapons. So I think it's going to be a great game. I really do. Obviously, we'll dissect it. We'll get into the whole thing for a couple of hours. We'll get through all the storylines and all the different things that could happen throughout the game, whether it could be a special teams play, whether it could be a guy like LeGarrette Blount getting back at his old team. And when you think about that, interesting there too, because so many guys have so much experience when you're talking about that New England Patriot team. I think somewhere around the neighborhood of 35 guys have played in the Super Bowl, and only seven have played in the Super Bowl when you're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. So a lot going on about the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 52. We're going to talk all about it here on the weekend edition of Dorf On Sports. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf On Sports or Dorf Online. But so much to get into, and we will be doing it. Keep it close, everybody. It is the NFL Preview Show here on Dorf On Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back, everybody.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Go play a suit, lightning ray!
The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan.
They don't matter, Star Lightning!
You'll grow ragged and weary and wet, but you must do the best you can. Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
One more knee needs to be taken. They'll line up in the victory formation. Grady takes the knee, and that is going to do it. The champs are back, and the dynasty continues. The New England Patriots are going to Super Bowl 52, knocking off the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-20. For Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, it's Super Bowl number 8 for their Hall of Fame careers.
First and 10. They got the ball with Foles under center. From the 41-yard line of four-man front, the snap, the spin, it's a flea flicker. Clement tosses it back to Foles, who winds up long arching spiral down the far side. Over the shoulder, catch of the pylon. It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's grabbed by Smith! Double teamed! Over the shoulder! 41-yard strike! How in the world did he bring that in? Cloaked with defenders! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Patriots out!
All right, we are not out. We're back in. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the NFL preview show here on Super Bowl 52 day, man. The Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. Got to thank, obviously, NFL.com for all the highlights that we get. And our man Scott on the other side making everything possible. We appreciate you big time. But, Mike, we got a big game to talk about, brother. Good morning, man. How are you, pal? I don't know where Mike is. We'll have to get him in a moment. So hopefully we'll beam him back up like Scotty in just a moment. But
there we go.
There he is. Mike, how you doing, pal? What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing good. I apologize for that. Holy smokes. There's a huge football game today. And boy, I'm not going to hide who I'm rooting for. You know, fly, Eagles, fly, baby. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Look, I was going to say, look, I think we all want to see something different, obviously. The bottom line is that an interesting game, a really interesting game, and you have the excellence and the brilliance of Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and how they have mastered the NFL to a certain degree. And then you've got the new kids on the block, man. You got Nick Foles. You got Doug Peterson, who, by the way, has done a great job with those Philadelphia Eagles, man, to be honest with you. So I think that Doug Peterson does some good stuff, too. I think that this is one of those games where you've got everybody playing is an elite player right now, Mike. You know, you're looking at the two best teams all of the NFL at this point. And I think that, truth be told, these were the two best teams all season long, the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's why they're playing in Super Bowl 52, man.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And, you kind of wonder a little bit, just how bigger of a game, not that it can't get any bigger, but, not the Eagles not having Carson Wentz, with them and what that would mean to them. But Nick Foles has performed. And like you said in the opening, he can make himself a ton of money today by getting the victory, or at the very least, you know, playing really, really well, you know, and there's going to be some teams that might be in the market for a person like Nick Foles. So there's a lot on the line for all these players, a championship, contract money, you know, all just putting yourself down as a champion, you know, for all these players. So it's going to be fun to watch.
No, that's a great point. I mean, who's going to be the champion at the end of the day? I guess that's a really good question. Is it the New England Patriots or is it the Philadelphia Eagles? And then obviously all the storylines that we'll get into throughout the program today. But thoughts and opinions, people, they're always encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And you can always check out that website as well. It's Dorf on Sports. Radio.com. But man, oh man, I want to ask you a couple things about when you think about the dynamic of a Super Bowl in a town that is so cold. By the way, record temperatures for the coldest Super Bowl, somewhere around 4 degrees. And that's obviously outside. They're not playing the game outside. But truth be told, Mike, I would have to think it does make things more difficult when you're bringing people into your town and it's 4 degrees, and you can't really do anything outside. So I would think that the dynamics of this Super Bowl were a little difficult. I want your take, and then I'm going to give you a little bit of insight that I have from people living in Minneapolis that are having to deal with everything over the last couple of weeks. But just out of your first initial impression, would you think the dynamics of a Super Bowl in a city where the weather is very cold could make things difficult?
No, there's no question that it makes it more difficult. Nobody wants to go outside. I mean, you know, you got all these activities and parties and all that, but, you know, just getting around in 4 degree weather and I don't know if it's been snowing or, you know, bad weather in terms of like blizzard conditions or anything like that. But I've always been of the thought that that the NFL really should just rotate these things with warm weather cities. Nobody, you know, I wouldn't want to go north this time of year, just for all, just about anything. So if you rotate it between, you know, LA, Phoenix, Houston, New Orleans, and Miami, you're going to get a ton of people. You're going to get a ton of people out in the streets, going to restaurants, doing all that kind of stuff, partying more so than I think you would, you know, with a Super Bowl that's in Minneapolis or even New York or, you know, anything like that. So I'm all for putting these things in these big games in warm weather cities.
Yeah, me too. And I've had some interesting info thrown to me from people in the Minneapolis area that what they're doing. Yeah. Well, first of all, they were taking Philadelphia Eagle fans to places that they weren't supposed to take them, obviously, because they were a little disappointed that their team was unable to get the job done against them first and foremost. But I've also heard that they're gouging prices too. So it's costing $80 to park downtown. You're looking at $20 for beverages. So ultimately, man, I think that they got to figure out a way to make it so that you're not gouging people that live in that city. And the dynamic, I don't know if you're very familiar with it, but the dynamic there in Minneapolis is pretty interesting when you think about how the city is put together. A lot of things, the buildings are connected, Mike. I'm going to give you a little insight. I used to live in Minneapolis, and because of the weather, buildings are connected so that you don't have to walk outside. The parking structures are probably full to the brim. And ultimately, it makes it difficult because there's people that have to go to work in that city as well. And then you have all these spectators and fans and people that are traveling to come into your city too. So I think that it's somewhat of a nightmare as far as cost. Yeah. And the amount of time that things take for people to get places when a Super Bowl is in your town.
No, I absolutely agree. And I've always heard that Minneapolis is, you know, the buildings are connected. To me, it just seems like one big hamster cage up there in Minneapolis in the wintertime. So it is unfortunate people that the people that come in for these big events do get gouged. I know that, you know, in town here when we've had the Super Bowl or Final Four, you know, parking prices go up. There's gouging in the hotels in terms of pricing, all those kind of things. So there has to be a way that this can be avoided. I'm not sure exactly what the NFL can do, because I would think that's a city, you know, like the mayor of the city or the governor right. of the city could, you know, do stuff like that. But it is unfair for the common fan to kind of afford to go to a game or enjoy, at least enjoy like yeah. the NFL experience that they bring to town. So
exactly, you know, exactly. Yeah. And that's what they can do in those warm weather cities. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. So we'll continue talking about Super Bowl 52, New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. He's Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf. It is the NFL preview show right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I am Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It is the NFL preview show. It's Super Bowl 52. Oh, man. Tom Brady, the New England Patriots, Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson, Nick Foles, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, Fletcher Cox. I mean, I could go on, man. The list goes on. There's a lot of good ball players. Zach Ertz, Celek, Burton, man. They got a bunch of great players on that Philadelphia. Yeah,
they do. They really do.
I'm excited, Mike. I mean, dude, it's hours and hours away from us, but these hours are going to go quick, man. I don't know about you, but I always like to get out and I do a Super Bowl pre-game hike every single Super Bowl. I don't know. Do you have anything that you do before the Super Bowl?
Not really. I mean, we kind of get the food ready, you know, kind of get the wings going early. We get the dips, we get all, you know, all the food ready to go. And then we just kind of destroy the food, from there, but there's nothing that like, I just sit there and same thing every year. It's just watch some pregame. I don't want to overkill myself with the pregame, but, you know what? Hey, there's a couple of things I want to talk about before we really get into the game. If that's okay, Dorf, I mean, you go ahead, man.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Okay, one thing that, you know, hey, one thing I saw this morning is that Ryan Shazier, okay, the Pittsburgh Steeler, you know, had the back injury, the whole thing. He's up walking a little bit. He's regained, you know, some feeling in his feet, his legs. He's up walking around. That couldn't be better news for Ryan Shazier, and it's kind of been rooting for him. And then I'm sure you saw this yesterday, but I love it when the Hall of Fame knocks on the hotel door, tells these people that they've made the Hall of Fame, and you see their reactions and how much it just knocks them over and how much it means to them. So, you know, these Hall of Fame guys going in, Moss and Lewis, T.O., man, you know, everybody was talking about should T.O. be in. I've always been, you know, you may think something about him off the field, but he has the stats to put him in there. And I was happy to see T.O. get in there.
Yeah, Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Brian Dawkins, and Brian Urlacher among the 2018 Hall of Fame class. And I agree with you, man. You know, you can look at Terrell Owens and you can say, you can look at the popcorn instances in Dallas Cowboy land. You can look at him doing the sit-ups out there during the Philadelphia Eagle years. You know, but at the end of the day, yes, man, he is a great wide receiver. Randy Moss, same thing, man, just a great wide receiver. Ray Lewis, you know, a lot of people have their issues with him because of him being around a murder and all that stuff and whether or not he was involved. Again, we don't have the facts on that. And ultimately, he was found not guilty for it. So, and then Brian Urlacher, man, and B Doc, man. I mean, those are guys that obviously I love, you know. B Doc did a great job playing for the Philadelphia Eagles a long time. And Brian Urlacher, a long time Chicago Bear, a guy that I saw a lot of, obviously. So I think this class is very worthy, Mike. I really do.
No, it absolutely is worthy. And if anybody wants to make a stink about any of them, you just got to wonder what they're thinking in terms of that. The reaction. Go ahead.
Well, just a quick question about the Hall of Fame in general. I mean, you know, when you think about it on a whole scale, all across the board, Major League Baseball, NBA, and football, whatever, hockey, however you want to throw it, in every direction. What do you think about the voting for the Hall of Fame? Do you like it in any or are you like me where sometimes you're scratching your head because, you know, a guy like Lynn Swan who had 400 and some odd catches, you know, is in a first-time ballot Hall of Famer, and then you got a guy like Terrell Owens who has done what he did and, you know, it takes him a bunch of times to get in. So how do you feel about the voting of the Hall of Fame all across the board?
No, I'm with you. I mean, there's times where you kind of scratch your head and wonder what these people are thinking. But I'm not sure how else we can do this in terms of, you know, coming up with a different way of getting these guys in. But I sit there and I tell myself, if they have the stats, they get in. Like if they have stats that just stick out and everybody kind of has their benchmarks, right? In terms of, you know, what is Hall of Fame worthy and maybe what is not. You know, I think with the Lynn Swan thing, I think he was such a part of an iconic team for a number of years that didn't really throw the ball all that much. that when he did his thing, when he made those catches, you know, they came at big times during big games. And so I think he was kind of given the benefit of the doubt there. With T.O., I have no, that's kind of a head scratcher to me, because, you know, you look at his total touchdowns, you look at his total yards, and you're just like, what are you thinking? And I think a little bit comes down to that some of these media types didn't get their butt kissed enough by some of these guys that just have, they just have a different personality. They have a different way of going about things. And they didn't play the game the way that these, some of these writers, some of these media types want them to play. And I think that certainly came into effect with T.O. So I think a lot of these media types kind of have to settle down a little bit and just take a look at these stats that some of these players are putting up, and they'll realize that these players like T.O. deserve to be in Canton.
Well, great way to segue for me, because we're going to talk about these Hall of Famers, and then we're going to talk about another Hall of Famer who obviously had something to say to the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's none other than the gunslinger himself, Brett Favre, who obviously had a message for the Philadelphia Eagle players. And basically, you know, it was pretty lighthearted and fun for the most part, but he basically said to him, you know, look, you're playing against maybe the greatest quarterback of all time and Tom Brady, and maybe the greatest coach of all time and Bill Belichick. And remember last year, you can never quit when you're playing a team like this. The message that he basically told them is it's 60 minutes and you've got to play all 60 minutes. Don't be like the Atlanta Falcons. Don't leave meat on the bone, you know, and don't leave things out there for people to go back and be able to steal from you. So I think his message was ultimately play 60 minutes, go out there and give it your all, because when you think you've won the game, you may not win that game. So you better go out there. You better give it your all for 60 minutes and know that you're playing against not only the best quarterback, but probably the best mind in all of the NFL. So I think his message to me, to be honest with you, very good, very on point. And sometimes short and sweet is the way to go, Mike.
No, it is. And there, I found nothing wrong with that message. You know, if people got a little butthurt about it, so be it. But, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. He knows what it takes to win. He won a ring. He probably should have won more. But I mean, he has a ring. He's a champion. He's a Hall of Famer. He knows what he's talking about. And he's exactly right. You quit playing once that clock hits 000. That's the only time you quit playing. Then you can enjoy all the confetti, all the champagne, and all the things that come with being a champion. But with the Patriots, you got to play a full 60 minutes or you're going to be on the wrong end of history in terms of football. So
no, absolutely. Hey, let me ask you this. What is the one thing that Mike Wilson wants to see from the Philadelphia Eagles? And what's the one thing that you'd like to see from the New England Patriots? I'm saying as far as if these teams are going to go out there and obviously execute their game plan and win the Super Bowl. What's the one thing that the Eagles need to do? What's the one thing that the Patriots need to do? And don't tell me they need to score more points than the other team.
Well, you just took my line from me. No, I'm just joking. But no, I think with Philadelphia, they have to come out offensively. They have to come out all guns blazing. I mean, they have to come out strong. They got to get the ball to Ernst. I think you have to pass to set up the run if you're Philly. And, you know, if Foles can get in a rhythm, if Peterson can get him some plays where he's hitting, you know, some maybe a quick screen, a quick slant, but he's hitting it in rhythm, that's going to give Foles a lot of confidence going forward into this game. So they have to start fast. They have to stay aggressive. If they get up, if the Eagles get up by a couple of scores, they gotta keep the pressure on. Don't go conservative like the Falcons did, and we all know what happened there.
Yeah. I wonder why is it so hard? I mean, you've coached football before. Why is it so hard for teams to stay with what got them there? You know, on the defensive side of the ball, they're getting after, and then all of a sudden they go into this prevent stuff. Why is it so difficult for teams to stick with it?
I think it just becomes one of the, it becomes a thought process of like, now we really got, we got to control the clock. Well, I've always been the guy, and I always told my coaches, like, look, we get up by 2 touchdowns. I want to be up by 4. We're going to keep the pressure on. We do what we do, you know, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's interesting, and obviously we'll get more into it on the other side. I know you both and I, we can hear the music going, so we know we got to get the heck out, and we got to take a quick pause for the cause. But again, you can get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But a lot to get into, people. So much to talk about. Super Bowl 52. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick.
Love daily fantasy, but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Excuse me. I'm Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. Get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports and Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It is DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We are obviously talking NFL football, Super Bowl 52. We have the New England Patriots, who have been there many, many times before And then we have the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Foles and Doug Peterson and guys like that who are getting a big opportunity, man. And the city of brotherly love, all I can say is holy cow. I've done radio in that town, and they are some of the most passionate and some of the best fans in all of sports. They wear their emotions on their sleeve. They are the type of people that let you know how they're feeling. And I like that when we're talking about sports. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's how you can get at us. But Mike, you know, there's so many interesting storylines to this game. What do you think about Nick Foles coming in kind of like Jeff Hostetler did back in the day for the New York Football Giants, coming in as a backup quarterback and then getting his team to the Super Bowl? And again, you know, Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles have been underdogs in every game. They're an underdog in the Super Bowl, and they seem to relish in that role a little bit, Mike, don't they?
Oh, they absolutely do. You know, it allows them to come into a game with a bit of, you know, a bit of a chip on their shoulder. Like, no one thinks we can do this. You know, from the beginning of the playoffs, like you said, they've been an underdog a few times here. You know, they look at this as, okay, this is no different. We've gone out and won those games. Let's show people what we got. And I think, you know, to a certain extent, and I'm sure you talked about this on the local show as well, people forget how good of a lineup and how many good players Philly has. You know, and they're not, and a lot of them just aren't household names. You know, I mean, the person that I'm thinking that may get MVP consideration today, Zach Ertz, big tight end, you know, for Philly. So, you know, there's just a lot of talent on that Philly team. And if Philly wins this, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did, you know, it's because of all this talent that Peterson has at his fingertips to put out on the field.
No, I think you bring up a good point. I mean, they've got a bevy of weapons, man. Let's just take the tight end spot that you mentioned, Zach Ertz, and that's their number one guy. But they've also got Celek. They've got Burton, who are both very instrumental in the passing game as well as the blocking game. So, absolutely, man. They use that three-headed monster at their tight end spot very well. I know on the other side of the ball, you got Gronkowski. And he's always going to be a handful. But three against one, I mean, I almost like the odds, bro. I mean, I'm being honest with you. I like what Philadelphia has. When you talk about their running game a little bit, you know, you got LeGarrette Blount, who's familiar with the New England Patriots. He played with them. He won a Super Bowl with them. And by the way, he and Chris Long can join, I believe, Ken Norton Jr. and Deion Sanders, if I'm not mistaken, as the only guys to win football, to win championships two consecutive years with two different teams. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. So I guarantee you that LeGarrette Blount has been very insightful. Chris Long has been insightful with some of the things that the New England Patriots do, and having that insight that they have may be very helpful for them throughout the game. And I think the thing that may have changed from when those guys were playing with them would obviously be terminology, Mike. So they're going to see the formations. They're going to understand the formations. Hopefully they can relay that information to the powers that be, and then the Philadelphia Eagles can prepare themselves a little bit better if they get that in-game information from LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Any kind of intel is going to be used to the nth degree today. You know, and any advantage that they can get – and I'm talking about Philadelphia, any advantage that Philly can get, you know, on the offensive end or even the, you know, the defensive side of the ball is going to be of great use in game and making those in-game adjustments, which they're just going to have to do because.
Just out of curiosity, Mike, let me ask you something. You know, you look at.
Yeah. Hello.
I think it's pretty good as well. I mean, you look at both sides, they have the ability to protect. their quarterback pretty well, and they also have the ability to get after the other quarterback pretty well. So, you know, Fletcher Cox, I don't know if you know about this, but there was an interesting story about him, how he deals with anxiety and stuff like that and all the process that he has to go through just to get himself mentally prepared for a football game. I just think it's interesting. And that to me, Mike, that's one of the most interesting things when you talk about any big event like the Olympics, the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, whatever it is. You find out all these really interesting stories about certain individuals that are playing in that big game. So just interesting when you really think about both sides, the Philadelphia Eagles D-line, O-line, they've been very good all season long, man.
They have been very good.
So I don't know. I might be having a little trouble with Mike.
I don't know. I can hear you. Can you hear me? But what I was going to say was the, you know, both sides. All right. What I was going to say was, you know, hey, with Philly and, you know, Philly and New England, you know, doing what they've been doing all season long, it has been quite impressive. And especially with Philly not getting, you know, they don't have Carson Wentz, man. I mean, if you don't have Carson Wentz, that, you know, that's going to create some problems. But Nick Foles has performed. So, you know, if LeGarrette Blount can get going on with the running game, you got, excuse me, you have something that Foles is going to be able to rely on and kind of take the pressure off of him, because he's going to feel the pressure a little bit differently than a Carson Wentz may be. Tom Brady, you know, Tom Brady's not going to be feeling a lot of pressure. He's been there. He's done this. He has rings for one hand. Now he's going for the other hand. So it's going to be interesting to see just how either team just deals with this pressure of a Super Bowl, because one team's been there, the other team hasn't been. So I don't know who you can really lean on. You know, the line is 4.5, New England 4.5, -4.5. But I would think most of the country is hoping for a Philly win. I think most people are a little tired for one reason or another.
Hey, Mike,
with New England. Go ahead.
Mike, let me jump back in here with you, because I think you bring up a ton of great points, man. I'm sorry I left you hanging there for a moment, but I'm sorry,
no,
bro.
Good.
And obviously
you're
I'm
good.
Back. You bring up a lot of good points, man. I mean, obviously the New England Patriots are the savvy, seasoned veteran. They've been here so many times. I mean, when you think about Tom Brady and his illustrious career, 18 years, 8 of which the guy's been in the Super Bowl, I mean, it's just unprecedented when you think about it. He spends half of the time going to Super Bowls, and for the most part, he wins them. And obviously, he can have 6. He'll put himself in a category. He's already done that, to put himself alone, but this can really separate himself. And, you know, I think it can end all the debates and all the questions about who is the best quarterback of all time. I know that Joe Montana, undefeated, has 4 of them, but truth be told, in an era like what Tom Brady's doing it in, with free agency and player movement the way it is so much, I find it just as impressive and maybe more impressive, to be honest with you. And the way that he's done it for the amount of time that he's done it, I think is truly what separates him from everybody else. I mean, the guy's in his 40s, and he's not skipping a beat. So I think that speaks volumes about what this guy does off the field to keep himself so good on the field. And I think, you know, at a certain point, you have to say, look, I'm going to get over all my hatred and all this stuff that I have inside of me and realize that I'm watching true greatness and just appreciate the fact that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are ahead of everybody else. And everybody else is trying to figure out what these guys do to be so damn good year in and year out. So I think it's just one of those things where it's such an impressive run. You have to. You absolutely have to appreciate what you're watching with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
No, you absolutely do. And I think people get caught up the whole, and I talk about this almost every week, the whole fanboy, you know, comes out in fans and I don't blame them, but at some point you just have to recognize greatness when you see it. And Tom Brady is greatness when you see it. The same thing you can say with LeBron and, you know, like Joe Montana and those kind of people, Michael Jordan, no matter what kind of emotions you may have in terms of Deflategate, Spygate, all those, you know, things, they're still getting the job done. They've moved on from those controversies and they're just getting the job done. And however they're doing it, it's working. And it's quite impressive to see, and it doesn't come around that much. So, you know, you got to raise a glass and recognize greatness when you see it. I absolutely agree, Dorf.
You know, and it's interesting, too, because I think it's a lot of sour grapes. You know, you have a lot of guys that
agree.
Are jealous. You know, I saw T. Suggs talking about Tom Brady, you know, on a piece that he did. And, you know, you look at all this, and I just wonder if these guys aren't jealous of the fact that these guys are just so good, and they're always trying to knock down somebody who's so good. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's true greatness, man. These guys are just unbelievable. They have figured out the game better than anybody else. And instead of hating them, just congratulate them and understand that you're watching something that is just so unbelievable. And you should appreciate it. Don't hate it, appreciate it. Anyways, I know we're up against it. I can hear the music, so we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for him, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me, and check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, you're hearing the NFL preview show right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Love daily fantasy but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. We are talking NFL preview here, Super Bowl 52. Man, oh, man. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots back to where they always are, and now we have the Philadelphia Eagles. Nick Foles, one of the most unlikely guys you could have ever expected to be in the Super Bowl when you think about it, because he was sitting there behind Carson Wentz. And I know you were talking a little bit about Carson Wentz on the other side, Mike, before the break. And truth be told, this is just an amazing accomplishment from Nick Foles and obviously the Philadelphia Eagles and their coaching staff. You lose that guy, your MVP guy, and you're still here. It's pretty impressive, isn't it?
No, it is pretty impressive, and it kind of goes to the coaching staff there at Philly. You know, everybody from time to time wants to hate on the coaching staff, but you know, of their respective teams. But Peterson has done a magnificent job getting Foles ready, and let's face it, Foles was a starter. Like he's not coming in as a total, you know, backup quarterback kind of guy. So he's had to deal with being a starting quarterback before. So there was an advantage in that. But, you know, as we get into the second hour, Dorf, I'm looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be a better game than most people think. And I'm pulling for those Eagles to pull the upset and get that city a championship. And boy, oh boy, you know, if that city gets a championship, there's going to be stuff happening tonight in Philly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. It'll be unbelievable. It'll be a huge party, and rightfully so. It should be. But obviously, hour number one is in the books. That means that hour number two is on the horizon. Believe me, we'll continue talking a lot about the Super Bowl and all the storylines and some of the big stories that are coming from it. And we'll get into some individual stuff, too, because that's always interesting. Like I said before, you know, you have LeGarrette Blount, you got Chris Long. These guys are very familiar with those New England Patriots, man. They won a Super Bowl with them. They'd love to win a Super Bowl against them, believe me. And so would the city of brotherly love, man, oh, man. Anyways, I hear the music. I know we got to get the heck out of Dodge. We'll be back. Hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of the NFL Preview Show here on Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
At least two people are dead and at least another 70 injured after an Amtrak train collided with a freight train early this morning in Lexington, South Carolina. Keith Bliss, a VP with Kutonin Company, said about the stock market drop on Friday, it's not the end of the world. It's part of the ebb and flow.
It's actually healthy and productive to have sell-offs like this at times, no matter what starts them. The lack of volatility in the market, I will tell you, over the last few months has really been more troublesome than the accelerated heights to which the indexes have gone, and they are somewhat hand-in-hand.
Luckily, they'll be playing the Super Bowl indoors. The outside temperature at game time will be just 6 degrees. That would be a record low if it was outdoors. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The New York Times number one seller, Portraits of Courage by former President George W. Bush, is a vibrant collection of oil paintings and stories that honor the sacrifice and courage of America's military veterans. Available in a standard hardback edition, as well as a deluxe boxed edition signed by President Bush himself. Go to patriotdepot.com/portraitsofcourage to get yours today. Use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
Jim Swiker was an FBI special agent for 21 years. On Fox News, he was asked, what was the main problem when Jim Comey led the FBI?
What we're talking about here is a breakdown in the senior leadership of the FBI under Jim Comey and Andy McCabe as deputy director. I would hate for the public to think that the FBI as an institution is flawed or biased. What this is a very small inner circle of senior leadership under Jim Comey at a very critical time period.
How do you believe the Hillary investigation was handled?
The thumb is on the scale. I mean, those of us that have done criminal investigations and counterintelligence investigations know that the Clinton email investigation was not a real investigation. Mm. They never once used a grand jury that I know of. We're talking about a predetermined investigation.
You have been listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Televangelist Pat Robertson is in a Virginia hospital, as USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The founder of the Christian Broadcasting Network and former presidential candidate, Robertson, is in a hospital recovering from a stroke, according to CBN, which says the 87-year-old suffered it on Friday and was immediately rushed to a hospital. He's now said to be awake, alert, and recovering. CBN says he should be out of that hospital by Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's Super Bowl Sunday, and some Americans think it should be a national holiday. Hall of Fame running back Emmitt Smith said there are positive steps being taken when it comes to players suffering from CTE.
They're focusing on it. They're concentrating on it. And great medicine is starting to be developed around it. And so there are some things that are happening right now that's pretty positive, even though it's at the expense of some people that we've already lost.
He believes the NFL is doing a good job when it comes to player safety.
But I think the NFL is doing a fairly good job of protecting players in terms of the big hits that we were used to seeing when we were younger. Some of those hits are somewhat coming away, but still, it's a physical sport, and you're going to have collisions. That's what football is all about.
The Eagles and the Patriots in Super Bowl 52 later today. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod Williams-Stoll.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Time once again for the NFL preview, right here on Dorf on Sports. Now, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is for you. I know it is Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 52, the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. You know, it's interesting, Mike, when you think about it. The whole season was kind of an interesting season. And the two teams that are in the Super Bowl are named the Eagles and the Patriots. Kind of an interesting thought when you think about it to a certain degree. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, buddy?
Doing good, man. Let's kill it this hour, too, man. We got a big game to talk about today, and we've had a really good first hour. Let's back it up with, you know what, even better second hour, talking about all this Super Bowl, you know, storylines and everything else that goes along with it, man.
No, absolutely, man. Obviously, we know Tom Brady looking to get a six-pack of rings. Nick Foles looking to do the unthinkable for him. And just truthfully, just an amazing season when you think about all the injuries that took place throughout the year. He had so many key players and key positions that were not playing, and guys like Aaron Rodgers, Carson Palmer, David Johnson, Odell Beckham, just to name a few, J.J. Watt. I mean, there's a bunch, man. So anyways, the NFL season is coming to its final game, Super Bowl 52, about 4:30 p.m. for you and I. That would be 6:30 on the East Coast, 5:30 in the Central Time Zone, and I believe 3:30 Pacific. But just an amazing day, man. Seriously, just so excited to talk to all you people about Super Bowl 52 for the next hour. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But, folks, let's load those phones up, man. Let's talk about Super Bowl 52. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause, and we want to get into it on the NFL Preview Show here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
The heroes of the 60s, like the game itself, seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me, and listen good, because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball, we're going to pass the ball, we're going right down this field, and we're going to score.
Brady leaning in on his left foot of the shotgun along the left hash, gets the snap. Four-man pressure, has time, throws, caught, Amendola crossing from right to left, turns it up and in for the touchdown! Danny Amendola in from 9 yards out, and here come the Patriots!
They had inverted wishbone, now they backpedal in the gun, third and goal at the 5. Vikings have 3 on the defensive line, Foles is in the gun, arms outstretched, shotgun snap, cocks his arm, winds right back to the end zone, leaping, floating, two-handed touchdown reception, back of the end zone, Alshon Jeffrey, a 5-yard laser, thrown by quarterback Nick Foles. Jeffrey pulls in his second touchdown reception tonight.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview, right here on Sports Byline.
Question is, who will score more points at the end of the day? Will it be the New England Patriots or the Philadelphia Eagles? And hopefully, those guys are both throwing the deep ball, and guys like Brandon Cooks or Danny Amendola are making some big, big plays and some big, big catches. And then obviously on the other side, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith. Don't forget about that kid from USC, Mike. Aguilar, that guy can really make some plays too. They've got a really good wide receiver core there for the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, a very solid running game. And I think ultimately the running game could potentially be the difference. If they can control the game a little bit, control the clock a little bit, I do think that the Philadelphia Eagles have a better than good shot to walk away Super Bowl 52 champions and hold up that trophy and not let Tom Brady get that elusive sixth ring that is obviously going to separate him from the rest of the pack if you want to make the argument that he hasn't already done that. But truth be told, man, oh, man, just so excited for the game, bro. I can't stop thinking about it. Can you?
No, I can't stop thinking about it, and it's kind of killing me that some of this I'm missing the pregame, some of these pregame shows for, but, you know,
you mean,
it's all going to take care of
show,
itself.
Brother?
Yeah, I know, but, you know, they're not on the radio like you and me, and like they got a TV show. Like, I don't know what we got to do, who we got to talk to, but, you know, we got to change that. But, you know, you talk about all this stuff and you talk about why the Eagles are going to win, why the Patriots are going to win. And it really just, it's going to come down to, like most football games, to about a half dozen plays that are going to decide who wins this game. And you have to wonder, you know, if it comes down to, I mean, you take a look at the line, Dorf. I mean, the line's only 4.5. So it's, you know, it's a, Vegas thinks this is going to be close. So, you know, it could come down to special teams.
But that makes sense, Mike, because the New England Patriots do not win Super Bowls by a very large margin, bro. The largest margin is 6 points. That happened last year. So, look, if it is a blowout, I would be absolutely 100% shocked, surprised, baffled, because ultimately, man, there's so many similarities. I mean, like, again, the tight ends are both used heavily in both these offenses. The quarterback play has to be very good on both sides. Defensively, I give an edge to the Eagles. I think that the Patriots have the ability to make plays, but throughout the course of a game, I trust the Eagles a little bit more on defense than I do the Patriots. And a lot of that has to do with how they run the ball. Because you can run the ball right up the middle on the New England Patriots. And I have a feeling that's what they're going to do a lot of with LeGarrette Blount, and then they'll use Jay Ajayi on the outside to get him on the in the open space a little bit. And they may even use him in the screen pass play and things along those lines too. And I think that LeGarrette Blount is going to be that guy that tries to beat up a little bit on the D-line of the New England Patriots.
Now, you stole my thunder, Dorf. Like, what? I mean, geez, you and I are thinking in simpatico right now in terms of all that stuff. You know, you have Ajayi, who, you know, they get from Miami for like, what, a sixth round pick or something like that. It's just like, yeah, here's a bucket of cheese. Just take him, right?
And yeah,
they got an absolute steal from him, you know, with him. And I think that's exactly how you use these two running backs. You pound Blount, the 250-pound back, right up the middle, because by the time the fourth quarter runs around, that D-line, those middle linebackers are going to be like, oh, God, here he comes again, kind of thing. And then you use Ajayi. I think you use Ajayi a lot more in the first half to kind of spread those guys out a little bit and use him in space, even put Ajayi in the slot. Use him on a slant. He has the speed that he can get away from him a little bit, and create some matchup problems with an outside back or maybe a middle backer that has to cover the slot dude. So, you know, there's some different things that they can do with Ajayi and Blount here to kind of, you know, make life miserable for the Patriots.
Yeah, and you bring up a lot of good points. Folks, get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Does fatigue play a role in this game? Because you talked about, these two teams a little bit, and that the New England Patriots are so savvy. They figure out so many different ways to break you down. They take away, you know, your best option or whatever they do with that philosophy. But also what I learned with the game that they played in the AFC Championship game against the Jacksonville Jaguars is they also outlasted that team. So they got that team to fatigue late in the game, and then all of a sudden Tom Brady and that New England Patriot offense was just marching down the field, and they couldn't stop him. So, and he did it without Rob Gronkowski, too. Let's make that very clear to people. So having Rob Gronkowski back on the field should make things a little bit easier for a guy like Tom Brady. But again, I do think that the Eagles will have a very good game plan for Rob Gronkowski. But again, man, they figured out, they showed me something different, Mike, in the sense of they fatigued the Jacksonville Jaguars. So just when you think you've seen every little trick from Bill Belichick, well, there was a new one. And that was something that we hadn't seen until the AFC Championship game, where they actually wore the defense down of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, no, I mean, I noticed that as well. You know, you have to think to yourself that this Philadelphia defense, you know, they have some veteran players on it. And they know how to, you know, maybe kind of pace themselves in terms of not wearing themselves out. But if New England comes with these 12 and 13 play drives, you know, towards the end of the game, that wears any defense down. I mean, I don't care who you are. That's going to wear you down. And then, you know, later in the game, you're going to be able to march like the, you know, Saints into New Orleans, you know, right down the field and score at will. So, you know, Philly's going to have to, you know, limit the possessions. They're going to have to get three and outs and not get driven downfield. And like I was just saying, 12, 13, 14 play drives, because if they do that, they could be in a world of hurt because, you know, Brady knows how to pick apart people. He's not going to extend plays by any stretch, but if he senses that you're tired, you know, they could go quick huddle. They could go quick play, you know, all that kind of stuff and get some cheap scores and turn this game right around.
Yeah, I'm very, very intrigued at a lot of obviously what we're talking about, and we'll see how all these matchups play out. What's the biggest advantage? And we'll get into this obviously on the other side, but let's start thinking about some of the big advantages. Like, you know, Zach Ertz obviously is going to have an advantage on whoever he's on. Rob Gronkowski has an advantage on whoever he's on. How do these matchups play out? Who takes advantage of these matchups? And when you're doing that, where are you taking advantage of them? In the red zone, in the middle of the field? Who knows? But we'll dive into it a little bit more on the other side. I do hear the music. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion. For Mike, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And we are talking NFL preview show, obviously, NFL Super Bowl 52. It is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
Welcome back in, everybody. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL preview show here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Super Bowl 52. It doesn't get any better. It really doesn't get any better, man. A lot of games throughout the season. We are here, and we are at our final game. Philadelphia Eagles have the opportunity to knock off the New England Patriots. Tom Brady. Bill Belichick.
The defending champs.
The defending champs. The defending, this guy is now the reigning MVP of the league. Can he also be a Super Bowl champion? It's a good question. It really is. Mike, I want to get back into this with you. And there's just so many things to talk about. And obviously, we don't have enough time to do it. By the way, you can always catch me later tonight. I'll be doing the NFL post-game show, and we'll be talking, obviously, about the game, and we'll be rewinding that, if you will, on the NFL Rewind Late Night Sports Night, Sports Overnight America. I'm obviously the guide on that one, and I love, obviously, talking about what happens after the game, and especially the biggest game of the year, Super Bowl 52. So, Mike, let's get back into some of the things, man. So, I did mention to you before the break about who will be able to take advantage of those key matchups, you know, and the key matchups to me are the running game of the Philadelphia Eagles, LeGarrette Blount and Jay Ajayi, those two guys, a two-headed monster that have been pretty productive all season long for the Eagles when you think about it. And then you obviously have a very talented wide receiver core that they have. I mean, Torrey Smith can burn it. Alshon Jeffrey can burn it.
Aguilar
can burn it. I mean, all those guys, they're very good wide receivers. So they're loaded. I mean, and again, I think you hit on this earlier. This Philadelphia Eagle team is absolutely loaded, has all kinds of offensive weapons. Defensively, I think they're pretty sound as well. On the other side, you know, you got the Danny Amendolas of the world. You got the Brandon Cooks of the world. You've got, obviously, Rob Gronkowski. I think they can exploit the lack of a running game. And I know that Deion Lewis has done a good job for the most part running the ball for them and has gotten some big runs when they've needed them. But I do think that is a weakness that the Philadelphia Eagles really want to exploit today, Mike.
Yeah, defensively. Yeah. Is that running game? I would say that all the way around, Philly poses concerns almost at every position for New England. I just would. I mean, the amount of talent that they have, and like you said, and I've said, they're loaded. They're absolutely loaded. They may not be household names, but they're loaded with plenty of talent to get the job done. New England, if there's a little bit of a hitch in their giddy up right there, it's going to be the running game. The running game doesn't scare anybody. Like there's teams out there like Pittsburgh. Like, you got a game plan for Le'Veon. You know, you got a game plan for, you know, Ajayi and Blount, and you got a game plan for Gurley. You know, all those kind of things. You don't necessarily have to game plan like you would against those top notch backs with New England, but that doesn't mean that you lose focus and going, okay, if we stop the pass, then we got it made. You, as long as Tom Brady's calling audibles and changing the plays, and you know he's still under center, you got plenty to worry about in that backfield.
Yeah, and I don't know if people realize this, but this is the 14th all-time meeting. The Eagles do lead the series 7-6, but the Patriots obviously won the most important matchup, 24-21, the victory over the Eagles in a Super Bowl, and obviously the Eagles won the last meeting, which was 2015, and that was an offensive juggernaut, 35-28. But the Patriots, they've won four of the last five meetings, including that Super Bowl victory. So they've obviously kind of swayed the balance a little bit because the Eagles got out to a big margin early in the series anyway. But I don't know if that means anything. I don't think it means anything.
I don't think it does.
Yeah. I think every game has its own individual story when you think about it. So you can take the records from the past and you can throw them out. And with that being said, you know, sometimes ignorance is bliss, Mike. And yep. Ultimately, Nick Foles, this is the biggest spotlight this guy's ever been in. Tom Brady's been there before. Who's got more pressure? Is it Nick Foles or is it Tom Brady, this crafty seasoned veteran, the guy that we're all expecting to win this game, right?
Yeah, I mean, I talked about it earlier in terms of this pressure being out there, you know, for both teams on but on different levels. I don't think Brady's really going to feel the pressure because he's been here so many times and Belichick's been here so many times that there's just a way that they approach this game. Philly, you know, what was the last time they were here? It was like what, 07 or 08 or something like that. And they don't come to this game a lot. And you have a guy that's never started in a game like this. The pressure's on Foles to perform, because if he gets out quick and he gets in rhythm, like I said earlier in the program, good things are going to come for Philly. But he has to get – Peterson has to put him in, you know, some slants, some quick – get the ball out. Just get it out of his hands. Don't be chucking it downfield at the beginning. Get a rhythm, and then you can kind of open up the playbook a little bit for Foles. So I do think Foles has the most pressure on him.
You know, I find it really interesting because when you compare these two defenses and, you know, we're talking about the Patriots and we're saying that there's some holes, and there definitely is some holes. But with that being said, do you have any idea? Just take a wild guess. What do both of these teams defensively, how many points a game do they give up, Mike? Do you have any idea?
I would say Philly's somewhere probably right around 20-22. I would say New England's probably maybe a little higher than that, maybe 26-28.
All right, so this is pretty amazing. I mean, these defenses are basically mirrors of each other. The Eagles, and I understand this. The Eagles are very confident that they can put up points against the Patriot defense. But with that being said, the Patriots gave up 18.5 points a game, and the Eagles gave up 18.4 a game. So these two defenses, man, are very similar. And the truth is we talk about all the holes of the Patriots, but they seem to bend and not break. And I think that that's going to be the key today. Which defense bends and doesn't break? Because ultimately, you have weapons that you can go to over the top. You have guys that you can, that can make plays. So whose defense is going to flinch? Is it going to be the Eagles? Is it going to be the Patriots? Because on paper, it is extremely even, Mike.
Yeah, no, it, with that stat, and that's a great stat right there, that they do bend, but they don't break. So now you got to look at, well, what's going to cause that break? Is Brandon Cooks, you know, the deep threat, and I just like to put a little publicity out there, the former Oregon State Beaver, going to, you know, extend the defense down the field for him? Or is Aguilar going to get loose, or any one of those Philly receivers, you know, to kind of stretch the field out? So, yeah, I mean, there could be a lot of bending and not breaking today. It's going to be interesting to see, but who's, you know, like I said, it's going to come down to about five or six plays. And one of those five or six plays is going to be a deep ball.
You know, who's
going to take the top off?
This is a really interesting stat. The Philadelphia Eagles compiled 33 of their 38 sacks all season long with their front four. So, and now with the playoffs, they've gotten 35 of the 42. that they have all season long. So defensive tackles, Fletcher Cox, Tim Jernigan, they're going to have to collapse that pocket. Brandon Graham is going to have to get after those guys, which, by the way, he led the team with 9.5 sacks throughout the season. So the front four of this defensive front, obviously that is the front, but the defense of front four yeah. for the Philadelphia Eagles is very strong. So will they be able to impose their will and push that offensive line back and get the pressure on Tom, make him get a little bit of happy feet, get him outside of that pocket, get him in positions where he's not as comfortable to do his work that he does, Mike?
No, very true. And that's another great stat there, that D-line has, out of the total number of sacks, they have this many of them. I mean, they got over what that would be like 80%, 85% of the total sacks on the team. So that tells you they get pressure. They get the push. They get the drive. They push those linemen back into the backfield. And if you do that with Brady and you knock him off his point, he's not Carson Wentz back there. He's not Russell Wilson. So that's going to create that'll create some issues for sure.
And some of the individual matchups, you know, let's get a little more specific. Zach Ertz is probably going to be guarded a lot by Patrick Chung, who's obviously a pretty good safety out there. He's done his number out there, but advantage goes to Zach Ertz as far as I'm concerned, man, especially with the way that calls are made in the NFL. The offensive player has so many advantages over that defensive player, and size ultimately plays a huge role, and that's why Gronkowski has so much of an advantage week in and week out. I think it's very similar for this Zach Ertz guy. He's got to take care of Patrick Chung.
I would say the same thing, but with Gronk, it's going to be the same thing.
All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Preview Show here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Love daily fantasy, but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. The men who play it make it so. All of them are fearless. All of them are strong, quick, and all of them are part of a story that began long ago. A story written by men who found in a sport a demanding measure for their own courage and ability.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through the NFL preview show. Super Bowl 52, just hours away. Wow, man, oh, man. It's been a pretty crazy season, and we are down to the final game. New England Patriots, Philadelphia Eagles. Unbelievable stuff. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, and then Dorf Online. And then obviously check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Just a lot going on, even in my house, a lot going on when I think about it. I got food going. We're getting ready for the game. I got great eggs. My girlfriend makes great stuff. She really does. She always takes good care of me. Mike, we were talking a little bit about some of the matchups, and then you said something to me during the break. So why don't you throw it out?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, you got Gronk coming off concussion protocol. And, you know, you got a real strong Philly defense that likes to hit and hit hard, and they make no bones about that. So you just wonder, and I know people are going to say, well, everybody's one hit away from blah, 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 you know, from getting out of the game. But do you think Philly kind of looks at Gronk and goes, hey, if we get him, get, you know, go after him a little bit?
I don't think you ever go into a game trying to hurt anybody.
No,
I don't think that Philadelphia is sitting there going, let's try to take Gronk out of the game. However, do I think that they're saying, let's go out there and let's be as physical as we possibly can? Absolutely, 100%. I agree with that. But I don't think anybody goes out there to hurt anybody. You go out there with bad intentions.
Yes.
Because I've obviously had former legend, great offensive lineman for the St. Louis, Phoenix, and Arizona Cardinals, Louis Sharp, on the local show. He played for the Cardinals back in 82 to 94. But the truth is, you know, he says, you know, you go out there with bad intentions every week. You're trying to go out there and move somebody not at their will. You're putting them from point A to point B and not at their will. But I've never, ever heard him say, you know, I'm going out there and I'm trying to hurt somebody. So, no, I don't see that as part of the game plan. Do I think they want to be physical? Absolutely. I think they want to be very physical. I think they want to get up on him, maybe have some tight coverage on him. Don't let him get off the line and push you back a little bit. And I think that would be a really good way to go at the New England Patriots in general, all those wide receivers. Don't let Danny Amendola create any space. Don't let Brandon Cooks get any space. Jam those guys right off the line.
Oh, yeah. No, I absolutely agree. And you know, you play that press coverage, you mix it in with a little zone, or you go man-to-man over the top and zone in between. But, yeah, I absolutely agree. You got to jam those guys and just throw off the timing. Because all you got to do is throw off the timing by about a half a step, and you've won the battle. So, you know, especially with a guy like Cooks, if you let Cooks get into space, you're done. You're just done. He has some of the best speed in all of the National Football League. So I would be scared of him getting loose across the middle on a screen deep. You know, I can see Belichick, and McDaniels using Cooks in that way. Just move him around, see what kind of mismatches you can get.
You know, just a couple quick fast facts for you. Obviously, quarterback Tom Brady is the all-time Super Bowl leader in pass yards. He has over 2,000 yards in Super Bowls, 2,071. He's completed 207 of 309 attempts, also has 15 touchdowns in Super Bowls. He set Super Bowl records with 466 pass yards. He's making an NFL record 8th Super Bowl start and is only starting QB in NFL league history to win 5 Super Bowls. I mean, look, the guy's won 4 Super Bowl MVP awards. He won the MVP of the league. Could he win the MVP of the league, the Super Bowl, and the MVP of the Super Bowl? Like, holy, you know what? I want to say it, but I can't, Mike. It's just unbelievable what this guy does. Seriously, I don't want this to be like I'm in love with the guy. I'm just amazed at what this guy can do year in and year out. And now the guy's in his 40s, and he's still doing it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I mean, but sounds like a man crush. But yeah, is it possible? Absolutely. It is possible for this guy to do, you know, all those things. And, you know, we had talked about earlier about, you know, you got to put away your hate. You got to put away your jealousy and just look at what he's doing at age 40 or 41, whatever he's at. And just appreciate that he's able to do it and that he is able.
Yeah, no.
We all love to play, you know, in the backyard, all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, look, well into his 40s, like we said, and he's talked about wanting to play, obviously, to his mid-40s. And you know what? If he doesn't get hit, then why not? I mean, the only thing that would obviously hold him back to a certain degree would be his wife, Giselle, who has shown that she doesn't want him to play. She really wants him to retire. And I guess that's a good question. If he does get that six-pack of rings, can he walk away from the game? I mean, realistically, we know that most guys don't leave on their own power. I mean, it just doesn't happen. Most guys want to stick it out, and they want to keep playing, and they want to go until they just can't do it anymore. But with that being said, I mean, a six-pack of rings, the guy will need two hands for them all. He's in his 40s. What more will Tom Brady have to prove?
That he can win it again. I mean, that has to be his driving force, is that he just loves to win. He loves to compete. He loves getting the championships. It is quite obvious that he wants to go down and be known as the greatest quarterback of all time. And the more championships that he, you know, more rings that he puts on his fingers, the more that it just cements that legacy for him. So, yeah, I just think it's the drive to win, to compete, to get the ring. Because let's face it, I mean, he has nothing else left to prove except how many titles is he going to get? I mean, that's it.
Did you see a scenario in any way, shape, or form where Bill Belichick and Tom Brady do not leave this game together? Could one of them go on their own and then the other guy continues? Or do you see these guys as a complete package deal? When Tom Brady calls it quits, Bill Belichick calls it quits.
That's a tough question for me, because I actually kind of waffle between the two thoughts. I don't know if Brady could go somewhere else and win, because, you know, you and I talk about a quarterback in the system that he's in. I don't know if that system or that culture, that if he went to Kansas City like Montana did, or, you know, he goes out to, you know, Jacksonville or New York or something, that same culture is there to allow him to be who he is and how he's played over the past 15 to 17 years that he's been at this level. So I can see Belichick walking away and just be like, you know what? Six rings is good. I've done everything I can do. You know, because you have to think, you know, Belichick's a smart guy. He doesn't want to go into some situation where there's no quarterback. And once Brady leaves, who's there? Who are they going to draft to kind of take his spot? I mean, that those are things that coaches look at. I mean, you and I both know that. So I can't really answer that question because I truly do waffle between the two thoughts.
Look, I don't see Tom Brady going somewhere else. That wasn't my point. My point was that whether or not these guys would walk out into the sunset together, and I don't think that either one of these guys have anything left to prove. I think that they have obviously shown us all for years that they're the best at what they do. They pick you apart in many different ways, but ultimately, I just think it's like it would be really hard to not see these two guys walking away together. They've just been such a great marriage. I mean, it's been an unbelievable run. And like you said, I don't think that they can have this run with somebody else. I think it is the magic of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and what they have done together. And if you take them apart, I don't think either one of these guys are as good as they are together.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it kind of reminds me of the whole, you know, Joe Montana, Bill Walsh relationship, you know, when the Niners were, you know, winning their Super Bowls and stuff like that. And, you know, it's hard to see the two not together, like one just goes with the other. Okay. I mean, it's like M&Ms and ice cream that just kind of go together. And when they're apart, they're not as great as the original. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine that, but, you know, I mean, we've been surprised before, haven't we? So, you know, anything's possible. But it is hard to imagine them not together.
All right. So I know we're both pulling for the Eagles, obviously, because we just want to see something different. but again, I have no problem if the Patriots win this thing. Hey, more power to them.
Obviously, yeah, me either.
It's another ring for Tom Brady. But is there an individual that you would really like to see win today versus a team necessarily? Let's say, you know, because obviously we're pulling for the Eagles, but is there an individual on the Eagles that you'd really like to see win?
Chris Long.
Why?
He gave up his whole salary to help homelessness. He gave it up to charity for an entire year. And to do something like that, you're a person that thinks of things greater than yourself, and causes and people that are in more need and just, you know, I don't know how to put it, but just Chris Long, because he thinks of other people before himself, you know, and he's willing to donate a couple million dollars or whatever his salary is, to help people less fortunate than him.
I'd like to see Doug Peterson get it done. And obviously, you know, I've got some ties with him back in the day with the Green Bay Packers. So a little bit of that to me would be kind of cool because obviously he spent a lot of time with the organization, but also, you know, this is a crafty guy. He's clever. He's a good coach, and he's also one of the good guys out there in the NFL in general. So to me, I think it'd be really cool to see Doug Peterson go out there and outfox Bill Belichick. Like, I mean, come on, man, how cool would that be?
Yeah, no, it would be extremely cool. And as I sit here and think about it, you know, here's a little stat, you know, that, you know, I'm a big college football guy. There is somebody from every Pac-12 team on these teams.
Pretty cool.
The two teams. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You just don't hear about that much. So, yeah, that would be a cool thing as well.
But the major thing to realize is none of those guys are the quarterback of either one of these teams.
True.
Because the Pac-12 doesn't really put out that great of quarterbacks. But that's Brandon a whole Cooks, other baby. Argument and a whole other debate. Anyways, I do hear that music. Means we've got to take one more pause for the cause, and then Mike and I will be back. We'll give you our predictions as to what we think happens in Super Bowl 52. It is the NFL Preview Show here on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Love daily fantasy, but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation. And it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, everybody. Final segment of today's show that has absolutely flown by. And no surprise, Super Bowl 52 is just a few hours away. 4:30 p.m. for us here in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through the NFL preview show here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Obviously, we got to get the heck out of Dodge pretty quick, but we always do our our predictions, and then we give you a final thought as to what we think. And then obviously listen to me later tonight on the network, sportsbyline.com, 11 p.m. my time here in the Valley of the Sun, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern time, 12 p.m. Central. Mike, you're up, man. Give me a score for today and then your final thought, brother.
34-24, Phil Gage is the MVP with about 130 yards.
So wait a second, Philadelphia 34-24, you said?
Yeah.
And then Jay Ajayi is the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I love it, man. I love it. That could very well happen. And what's your final thought, brother?
final thought is simply, I think those Philly receivers are going to kind of have their day, and it's going to open up stuff for Ajayi to get his yards, and we're going to be looking at a brand new NFL champion.
Wow, and that would be just so huge for Nick Foles. Unbelievable. Anyways, my thought is this. 31-27, Philadelphia gets it done somehow, some way. They beat Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and maybe that's just a fan of me coming out. I don't know. But truth is my final thought is I just want to see a great football game. Thanks to Scott. Thanks to Mike Wilson. And I'll be back later tonight right here on Sports Byline USA. It is the NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Peace, everybody.